Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has so many wonderful things to say to His people who love and cherish His mighty words of life. And I thank the Lord for that. I'm always talking about how God is moving by His Spirit. He is moving in the lives of so many people. And I'm beginning to get feedback from people who seek the Lord and who obey Him and who do the wondrous works. They follow His Spirit. And I love their testimonies. And this is what I enjoy all the time. And I've been enjoying the presence of God since 1987. Excuse me. And in the early 90s, I really started seeking the Lord and getting to know Him and drawing near and learning. Because that was the year He told me to study 15 chapters every day. And I became more familiar with God. Those chapters gave me a visual of who He is. And when He spoke to me and I obeyed Him, things happened. And I learned things that I could not have learned any other way. And the Lord can show you how to deal with problems and situations like you're the master, but you're the learner. And as you learn, you master things. You become the master of the problem. You can undo it. You can undo the works of darkness. And we experience the wonders of God as we operate according to the anointing. And this is for everybody. And I saw what the Lord was doing in my life and in me and helping me understand things, I said, everybody's supposed to be doing this. And now there are many people who were doing things and following God and seeing miracles, all kind of wonderful miracles. And I want this to be a part of your life. The Lord told me, let not my people lack knowledge. And every time I find something out about the Lord that I didn't know, I try to share it with people who can appreciate it. And sometimes I try to share it with just my friends or people I know and love and care about. But everybody don't have appetite for the things of God. And people who do, they want more. And people who don't, they'd rather talk about what they're going to eat or football or something. But I'm here to tell you, as we draw near to the Lord, He has so many things to say to His people. Everybody's supposed to be communing with the Lord and learning His ways. And one thing that we need to get rid of is the love of the world. That causes more problems. People trying to do things according to this world. It affects the way you think, reason, and believe. But if you receive God's word by faith, it also affects the way you think, reason, and believe. And what you believe, that's what you act on. You know, they used to say on that game show, is that your final answer? Regis Philbin used to say, is that your final answer on who wants to be a millionaire? Your final answer determines the next course. So when people say, Jesus is my Lord, and they mean it from the heart, they live forever. And when people side with the world and say, well, you know, I don't know, I guess all religions are good, They just chose another course. They're not going to heaven. God is good, folks. And it's time now to seek Him. Because not only will He, when you believe His word by your faith, you're on your road to greater victory. And because you've chosen correctly, you can commune with the Lord and He will confirm everything He's ever taught. You can get out of the guessing stage. So many people, even though they believe on Jesus, they don't get to know the Lord. And when circumstances arise, they don't know what to trust. Some people trust the doctor. Some people trust the banks. Now, there are many people who, if they get sick, they pray, but they go to the doctor and they obey the doctor and they get well. But who do they trust? They still trust God because they did something about the problem. God gave us doctors. Doctors can help us. But I know so many people, they ask God to save them and bless the doctor to find the problem and solve it. They may not have enough faith to believe God for the whole miracle, but they can believe God that way and they still get to win. And some people trust the bank. Every time they get in a ditch, they go to the bank or they go to the credit card. And people get in trouble. And they get tired of being in trouble and they say, well, Lord, show me how to get out of trouble. Now they got to go back and undo what they've done. And they got to pay their debts off and stop trusting man. And, you know, the banks can help you. Credit cards can help. But if you trust that and that's all, you can be in so much trouble. It's time now to find out what God can do and avoid the hand of man as your first option. Men can help you, but God can really help you and show you how not to get in a ditch. So when you trust the Lord and take him at his word and honor him, you can. Paul said it this way, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, if you will. Jesus asked the man at the pool of Bethesda, will you be made whole? So in life, how far will you go? Will you get your problems solved? Will you go forward in him? Will you learn the greater truths of God? Now those who take him at his word and seek his face, they learn and they grow from glory to glory. And they are blessed. They learn what to do when they don't know. And they learn that they are winners and not losers. And I want to see people go forward, learning from the Lord and taking him at his word. Because, folks, God is good. He is so good to us. And his return is soon. Suddenly soon. And I want to see the greatest blessings on the people of God. Because God is good. There's just nothing like drawing near to the Lord and him drawing near to you. And I remember when I first started seeking the Lord like that. And the things that I was learning from the Lord was so different from what I was getting from church service. It was so much better, richer, and more blessed, more refined. And it took us, the Lord helped take me out of the realm of selfishness and dependency. See, when I learned the Lord's word, things that the Holy Spirit helped me see and understand, they were so much better. A lot of the preaching people taught people to safeguard themselves, but they would include pray for other people. Sometimes people would, they focus on how they acted, but the Lord focused on how you are. And when you correct the root problems, it's better. And your life is more refined. You know, one of the scriptures talked about David. How, you know, he was much set by others in Saul's army before he was king. And even Joab said, you're worth 10,000 of us. There was just nobody like him. Why? Because he sought the Lord for who he is. And he spent time in the presence of the Lord. And when you, my friend, spend time, you're doing the same thing David did. And you're going to have greater results in your life. Now, following God is mighty. He will bless you in every way of life. And as you seek him, you're going to learn the greater things of life. And seeking him and learning the greater things in life is one of the best things that have ever happened to me. Now, in life, you try and you do so many things. I remember how I thought when I was a kid. I remember when I thought when I was a child. I remember how I thought when I was an adolescent. All different. Foundationally the same, but different. But I remember how I thought when I was worldly. I had a partial appetite for the world. And it was my appetite for the world challenged my appetite for God. But I knew that God was holy, and I knew that I knew that I knew, to the point that I understood that I need to be holy as well. But I didn't know if I wanted to or not. And then I didn't know if I could or not. And then I realized I couldn't. Now, I was a very positive thinking person. And one day I decided I'm going to see if I can just stop sinning, and I could not. You know, I tried to go a whole day without saying an ugly word or an evil thought, and I couldn't do it. But God is more than right and wrong. Jesus came to restore us back to fellowship with God. And eventually, I got tired of the worldly way. And all the time, my parents was praying for me. They were praying for me. They never stopped. And they probably thought I was all right with God because I knew how to act. I was acting right. I wasn't trying to act. I tried to do what they expected of me. I tried to act appropriate around adults. And that's how a lot of teenagers did. In my day, when I was a teenager, you respected the adults in your life. They took care of you. You knew that they were God-fearing. And you respected them. So what would happen is we act one way around each other as friends, and then we act right at home, and around our friends we acted right. We didn't say the things, and we had our mind right. But see, you can't act but for so long. Eventually you're gonna say what's in your heart. And I knew that God knew everything. And I knew that if I was going to be saved, I had to do everything his way. I wanted to. I really did. When I had a choice of watching regular movies, maybe a comedy and then a horror movie, I would choose the better movie. I didn't like the horror stuff. And then as I thought about it, I said, well, I don't like the satanic stuff. Why don't I just learn God's ways? And I wanted God's ways. And I would watch movies like Star Wars. It wasn't evil. It's a war, but it wasn't debauchery. You know, the good guy won in Star Wars. And I gravitated to things like that to see the good guy win. And you have to make a decision. What do you want? You know, Perry Stone said you can't deliver somebody from what they like. If you got an appetite for something that God said is wrong, you are missing out. Because that appetite will war against the knowledge of God in every way. That's where the reluctance comes from. So what you have to do, you have to take time and hear God's word. And then you have an appetite for life. The word of God is life. It is light. It is the way you go. It is life. God's life. And if you do that, you're going to learn what you normally couldn't learn. So I eventually got saved. The Lord blessed me. A friend of mine who was a character. He was a comedian. He was a good entertainer. And he would do weird stuff. But he started getting serious about the things of God. I said, now he's finna go to heaven, and I'm going to hell. And I thought about that thought that I had had. I said, I don't want to go to hell. I said, Lord, I believe on Jesus. I said, I'm sorry. I waited so long. I'm sorry for my sin, every sin I ever did. I said, please save me in Jesus' name. And I felt like a brand new man to the point that I got upset when I said, this is, I felt God's presence. I felt brand new. I said, I could have went to hell. Now, people who are reluctant in their heart, they harden their heart, they'll never experience something like that. Not unless they cry out to the Lord from the heart, from the heart. Now, I can convince somebody. When I tell people I went to hell, it's not a scare tactic. I'm not trying to scare people into heaven. And if I thought it would work, I'd probably try. I'm being honest. And, you know, some people were, they wouldn't say nothing like that because they worried about their reputation. I don't care about a reputation. I'm being honest. I saw people fall in the pit. And it wasn't good. And I couldn't help them and God couldn't help them. It's real. But that's not why I got saved. I got saved because I love God. Not just, I don't want to go to hell. But that's, I wanted to do right. But I didn't know that the Lord gave me power to become the Son of God. I didn't know what that entailed. I didn't know that I would have new desires, a new spirit, a new attitude. And as and see, when you have a new heart, you have, that's like new wine. And you have to put new wine in new wineskins. Now, Jesus didn't clean me up and give me a new heart and wash me in his precious holy blood for me to go back out there and live no better than Satan. And I don't want to live like Satan, and I don't want to remind God of Satan. I don't want anything that I do, imagine, think, or act on to remind God of my enemy. And, you know, you'll be surprised at the thoughts that you can condone even after you're saved, because your mind is the same. You still got the same mind. You have to renew it, and you have to do that on purpose, or it won't change. But if you fill your heart with God's word, you can choose to renew your mind. You have to do that on purpose. But a new spirit came with your faith in Christ. Your sincere faith in Christ, God gave you a brand new spirit, and then the Holy Spirit lives inside your spirit. Because he imparted the Holy Spirit to live in you, the same Holy Spirit that walked with Christ. See, in the spirit world, nothing's impossible, and nothing's lost. So God can do this, and he can have a holy conversation with you and 10 billion other people all over the world at the same time. And never miss a beat. And he's, and why are he talking to you? If you think God's too busy, let me tell you this now. While he's communing with his people who will talk to him on earth, he's still creating planets and people in other regions of the solar, of the galaxy. He's still making galaxies, folks. He didn't shut nothing down over one demon. He's going to judge Satan and all of his kingdom once and for all. In a few days, it'll all be gone and over with. See, a day with God is 1,000 years. Christ is about to return, finish the 7 years that's required for Israel, which is the tribulation period. He's going to do his judgment and save what he can and destroy everything else, create a new kingdom, reign 1,000 years, trap Satan 1,000, put Satan in jail in hell. He's going to be in hell for 1,000 years. And then he's going to let him out to tempt whatever he can. The people that survived the tribulation period, they'll still be barren children. And anybody that want to go back to anybody that want to act like Satan will be able to tempt them, and then that'll be the end of it. There'll be no more sin after that. And I thank God for that day and the whole process that's required to make all of that happen. But when it comes down to your relationship with the Lord, as you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you. And the things you learn is greater than what anybody can teach you. Now, the teachers and all the wonderful people, men and women of God, and everybody who seeks the Lord and receive visions and answers and blessings, they are a blessing. But you need to be learning from the Lord yourself. And also, hear those who God put in your path. Some things that the Lord taught me, he taught me personally. A lot of things he taught me personally. But some aspects of what I needed, when I prayed and asked the Lord, he would send people to say other things that I needed. He had already given them the revelation. And he put them in my path and blessed me to hear that revelation. And it would assist me in what I was doing. Now, a proud person won't listen to others. They want to be preeminent. And everybody that want to be preeminent, they always get in a ditch. And sometimes they don't get out of it. Some people they'll never finish what God's perfect plan for their lives, only because they won't listen to the other elements that God sends. But see, David wasn't like that. He loved everybody. When Nathan the prophet rebuked him for his sin against Bathsheba and Uriah the Hittite, he had relations with Bathsheba, got her pregnant, and then he tried to get, he sent Uriah the Hittite to his own house so he'd think the baby was his, and it didn't work. And then he was such a loyal patriot that he wouldn't go in his house to be with his wife while his friends was on the battlefield fighting for Israel. So David sent him out to be killed. And this is why there's two kingdoms in Israel, Judah and then the 10 tribes. But Benjamin stayed with Judah. It never went. So, and the Levites were scattered about. So Benjamin stayed with Judah for a very long time. The nation, the tribe of Benjamin stayed with Judah when the other ones departed. See, if you sin, there are consequences. That can't be reversed. God loved David, but he still had to face consequences because he sowed evil seed and he had to reap what those evil seeds produced. Now, continuing on. When you follow God, if he was preeminent in his ways, he probably would have gotten killed over it. But God had mercy on him. The division of the kingdom was God's generous mercy on David. The child died, and then Solomon was the son of Bathsheba and David. And he's in the lineage of Christ. Now, listen to me. God wastes nothing, and he loves everybody. It wasn't Solomon's fault what his dad did and his mother did. And sometimes there are parents, there are children born wrong way. But God can do great things in their lives if they pray. So listen to me. It's important to understand the heart of God. When the Lord forgives us, he don't go back and throw things in our face. He did the best he could with what he had to work with in that case. And you're going to learn things about the Lord as you seek him and follow him. You're going to see the consequences. And you're going to see things for what they are as you grow and learn. But if David had a preeminent heart, things would have been much worse. But he repented and cried out when he realized his sin. When Nathan said, "You're the man that did wrong." He gave him a parable, and David wanted to avenge the person that got hurt in the parable. And then David said, "You're the man that hurt him." The man had many, he had one sheep, and then there was a greater shepherd that had many sheep. And he came and took his sheep and ate it. And he had hundreds of sheep in his pasture. And then he thought that Nathan was talking about a man in the men that were under his kingdom. He said he was going to avenge the man took his only sheep. And then David said, "Well, the man that did this evil deed is you." And then all what he had done came down on him. He realized it. See, when you're caught up, when people are caught up in sin, they don't think of everything. It's like tunnel vision. They're narrowly focused to do something that's going to be deadly. Sin is not like the life of God. Sin is anti-God. Sin is anti-Christ. Sin is anti-salvation. Sin is anti-production, anti-knowledge, anti-understanding, anti-life. But when you seek the Lord, your desire for the right things increase and your desire for the wrong things diminish. And when you have a heart that hardens itself against the things that's wrong, and those things are despicable to you. And then when you see injustice, you hate it and start laughing at it. And when you see people doing wrong or doing others wrong, you desire justice. And you desire the wonderful mercy of God on people's lives. And you start praying for people. You start thinking like the Lord does. Well, when your heart becomes soft, that's what happens. When you fill your heart with the word of God, you change. You're not going to stay like you are. And when you're trying to solve problems, you're learning biblical things. You got to learn to solve the problems biblically. If you can trust God on that, you can change the whole course of your life. And people that live like this, they do these things. And God works miracles in their lives. And it's beautiful. Very beautiful. And I love the Lord, my God and King. I can talk about him all day long. He's good, folks. And the things that he can show you, the things he can reveal to you, your conscience will be new. You won't have to read the law to do right. Your love causes you to do what's right. And you won't need, the law is for the lawless. The word of God activates your conscience. And your brand new spirit is always reaching out to God. Remember, faith looks to God. But pride looks within. Preeminence, pride. Me first. What I can do, what I can accomplish. But fear looks to man. What are people going to think? How are they going to see me? Those things became less and less important to me as I enjoy the presence of God. If people think well of me, that's a byproduct. That's a bonus. That's about it. And I thank God, because if anybody think well of me, they must love God, because I love God. The world, the wicked, they don't love God, and they'll despise me. And I know this. But the love of God is greater. And I love him, and I love all of his people, and everybody who he can possibly save. Even if they don't like me and trying to kill me. I love them anyway. But I preach this gospel so that it'll reach out. And if it reached out to you, that was the handiwork of God that made it happen. So take these words of love and let it build your life. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily, mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.